Alyssa, can you cancel whatever it is we sent to the printer? Somebody sent these little welcome to this looks like. Yeah, right out of paper. Oh, I think it's okay.
Oh, good evening. Let me just get the video going. Hold on a sec. Okay. You guys hear me okay?
Yes, we
Yeah,
hear you fine,
Ross.
Yes.
All right, then why don't we get started? Let me call our meeting to order at I guess 7:03 on my clock. And first thing I will do is entertain a motion to approve the agenda as is.
So moved.
Okay, motion made by David. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Diane. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 I opposed abstentions, so the motion passes unanimously by all members present. And I'd just like to have us take a moment, introduce ourselves, state any professional qualifications you have that are relevant to the work, that the commission does. My name's Ross Lally. I'm the chair, and no particular professional qualifications for this job other than interested in the environment and being and having done this for quite a while.
Mike McDonald, retired geotechnical and hydraulic engineer. I worked for the state for 30 plus years.
Diane DeNunzio, resident and very active and interested in environmental issues and inland wetlands pertaining to inland wetlands. And this is Jack. He likes to Zoom with us.
Welcome, Jack.
Hi.
Jim Lorsch, retired civil engineer.
And Dave
And
Lynn. Oh.
no, there's Dave. Yep.
Yep, Dave Lynn. I'm a retired mechanical engineer, worked at Pratt & Whitney for a long time, probably too long.
And then I just also Mary, our board clerk. So we can continue on with our agenda. Actually, we'll continue with public comment. And if there's anybody from the public who wants to speak, this is other than people who are here for applications and so forth. And you're also welcome to speak as a member of the public too, if you have any questions, comments, et cetera. I also forgot to introduce Alyssa Barroso, who is on mute. And we don't have a video image of her. But
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm sick. I'm going to minimize talking, but yeah, my name's Alyssa. I'm the agent for the commission and I'm a certified soil scientist.
So, any public comment? And I'm not hearing any. So let's go on to approval of the minutes of our June 23rd, 2026 regular meeting. It should be in our packet.
Yep.
And I was not present, so I'm not going to vote on this when we get there.
I noticed that Gwen Marion's name is misspelled. It's not Marriott, and it shows up a few spots in the minutes, but it should be corrected to Gwen Marion, Marion.
Unless we're putting in a new hotel and they had a representative here.
No.
And
again, any other comments? I have, like I said, I'm going to abstain from any comments or voting because I was not present.
Same applies for me. I was not present at the last meeting.
I have no other comments.
Then I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes with the correction to Gwen Marion's name.
I move to approve.
A
Okay,
second.
motion made by Michael, seconded by Diane. Any further discussion? Then, hearing and seeing no one raising their hands, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And abstentions, and I'm abstaining because I wasn't present. And we can then continue on to, hold on a second. We can now continue on to our new business, which is Inland Wetlands Application 26-25, Nathan Slater for a Freya Park, Freya Bridge Eagle Scout project. So I will turn it over to Nathan and company, as well as to Alyssa, to fill us in on the project.
Yeah, they can introduce. Are you
Okay.
okay doing that, Nathan?
Yes. Hello, my name is Nathan Slater. I am an Eagle candidate looking to build a rebuild a bridge in Freya Park, in Bolton.
Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Diane.
So, do we have any images you want us to look at and give us a little idea of where this bridge is located and so forth? Because even if we know, the public may not, and we need to explain it for them as well as for the commission.
I believe Alyssa has the images of maps and the old bridge that I sent to her.
Yeah, I can share those.
Thank you very much. This is approximately where the new bridge is going to be. As you can see, the stream drains into the Bolton Notch Pond. This is a picture of the old bridge. As you can see, it is very close to the water, and when it rains, the far side of the bridge that people are standing on turns the mud on the far side of the bridge turns into a muddy semi-flooded plain, which then increases erosion from being too close to the stream, and so on and so forth. In my bridge, I plan to make it longer and higher up away from the water to reduce such issues.
So this looks like this is to help you get from the trail from get from the rail. Is this to get from the rail trail to the Shinipsit trail or no? What's
This is all on the Shinipsit Trail, just off of the park and ride entrance of Freya Park.
okay.
This is my model of my bridge. I have written out a few pertinent measurements, and I should be able to answer any questions that you have about it.
Yeah, what size timber are you using for your joists?
As the beams, the stringers,
Yeah.
those are going to be three 2x10s sistered together to each other.
Very good. That should be more than enough.
The bridge design was aided by Alex Bradley, who is the Connecticut State Trail Steward and has done many such bridge projects before.
No, it looks at looks like it.
Yeah, it looks solid.
Yes.
And so to get it in place, it looks like you would set those footings. I presume, what are they? 4x4, 6x6? What are they?
6x6 stairs.
Okay, so there's 6x6. Are there going to be decking on them to step up?
I plan to fill the gap that you can see with gravel, or not gravel, rocks of
Okay. So that would help anchor them then.
it will help anchor, it'll help with drainage, it'll help with erosion control.
Are they just going to be set in place, or are you going to use any spikes or anything to anchor them on either side to keep them
We
from moving if the stream happens to rise?
plan on using rebar spikes in the abutments and possibly through the beams in order to anchor it to the ground, as well as we want to anchor the bridge to a nearby tree or sturdy structure, so that in the case that the bridge somehow does get lifted out of the ground, it is still on the shore of the stream and it does not become flotsam and jetsam in Bolton Notch Pond.
So then I guess your construction sequence, and correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like you'd be building those footings on either side first, anchoring them, and then you're going to build the bridge in place there, or is it going to be brought in and anchored?
I believe that our plan is to build the stringers, the beams nearby, bring them in, and then build the rest of the bridge in place.
Okay.
And the abutments, they're both located outside the banks of the stream.
Yes.
Very good.
Is there an existing bridge there now? Is the bridge there? Do you remove the bridge already, or?
Alyssa, can you scroll back up to the second picture? This bridge is still there. I plan on removing it after I put in my new bridge. That way there is a bridge there the whole time. My new bridge is going to be higher upstream. That way, the banks are higher there, and the trail can go on a more direct, farther from the stream path.
How much
So we're
further?
not looking at the final position of the bridge. I just want to understand that. Is it, then your picture shows that it looks like it's going to be the same amount of support on either end of the bridge, and then the bridge will be across that, so you just basically position it so that it spans the stream, and one side might be a little higher than the other, I assume.
This is the position and a picture of the old bridge. This
Right.
the new bridge, as mentioned, will be much higher upstream. It is entirely off screen in this picture.
You understand. Okay.
And upstream on this picture is to the left or right?
It is to the left.
Okay. Is there any clearing that you need to do to, or clearing or grading that you need to do to set the bridge in place to level any of the shores?
Alex has offered to blaze a trail to the new bridge location, but I do not believe that we will be changing the height of the banks all that much.
Okay, is it just leveling then to get the bridge in place?
Yes.
And anything you would just there probably might be some small saplings or such that you would clear, but you're not going to be pulling anything out by the roots, like any trees or anything like that, correct?
No, we should not be.
Okay.
This work's all going to be done by hand.
And the what?
The work is all going to be done by hand, no equipment.
Yes, we will be transporting things to the parking lot nearby via cars, but that is as far as we should go.
So any equipment that used to be hand saws either electric or, manual, I presume, like that. And some
Yes.
nails and hammers and so forth. Maybe a couple of clippers to cut trees down, whatever, some branches out of the way.
Yes.
I have no further questions. Oh, one other question. What's the materials? Pressure treated wood, it looks like.
Yes, we are looking at using pressure treated lumber as well as plastic four, sorry, 5/4 decking.
Okay. So, Alyssa, is any of this work being actually done in the wetlands, per se?
It shouldn't be. I'm not sure if the surrounding area would count as floodplain or not, but it doesn't seem like it is. Nathan had mentioned that the area around it, the reason he chose this new location is because it doesn't have floodplain.
And the reason I just am asking is because this is a application that if there's no work done in the wetlands, we could delegate it to Alyssa if she is comfortable with doing that and the commission is comfortable with doing that. Otherwise, this would need to wait until our next meeting for action.
I'm fine designating it to Alyssa.
Agreed.
Agree.
Agreed.
And I feel the same way. So I would entertain a motion where we delegate this to Alyssa, and I would add that we should put some requirements on it. And I am thinking that it would be that, well, the bridge has to be constructed according to this plan, that if there's a need for erosion and sedimentation controls, they will conform to the current best practices from the state, and that the work is going to be performed with hand tools, no work directly in the wetlands, and that they're not going to be grubbing, removing any tree roots, tree stumps, etc. So I would entertain a motion to that effect or with any changes there too.
I move to delegate with those conditions set forth by Ross.
I second it.
So motion made by Michael, seconded by Jim. Any further discussion? Then hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstention, then the motion passes unanimously. So Alyssa will be in touch with you, Nathan, with the permits. So don't start till she gets the permit to you. It should be within a few days. And then she would be working with you in the field to check it out as it gets constructed to make sure that everything is going per your plan.
Hey Ross, this is Rod Parley. Can I say something?
Yeah.
Great. So thanks everyone. Thanks for reviewing this. Great job, Nathan. Did a tremendous job presenting this. Just for clarifications, point of reference, Alex Bradley is with the Connecticut Forest and Park Association, and they are the ones that maintain this Shinnipsit Trail through Freya Park, 21-acre Freya Park. And I wanted to also clarify the photograph that we're looking at is of the old bridge. It's just a log bridge which has been repaired numerous times by the CFPA volunteers. And that water that you see is caused from beavers. There's actually a beaver dam downstream, down gradient towards Notch Pond that has been creating this problem. So the new location that the Conservation Commission picked is up gradient, and it's has higher banks. So we think that it should be out of the way of any beaver activity.
Yeah, that beaver dam is an ongoing issue, and especially when it happens to collapse per every once in a while, and they get a nice flood through there.
Great. So, thanks again for listening to Nathan. And does he need a building permit for this as well?
I thought that I saw
Yes.
something from Danielle that he needs to go to P&Z for a building permit or a zoning officer for a zoning enforcement or whatever for a permit.
Yeah, he has to talk to the building inspector, Rich.
So that's two
Okay.
caveats, is don't start work until you get our permit and until you have the permit from the building inspector. And then you'll be good to go. And again, thank you. Very good presentation. You answered the questions very well.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Then we can move on to old business, which I don't know what we have on here. I don't think we have any at the moment. We've tabled a couple of discussions. And if we don't have any old business, then we can go on to the wetland agents report.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it brief. So there was a concern brought up last time about 37 Notch. I was able to confirm that they haven't placed any material in wetlands. I was sent photos and there's not material that shouldn't be there that's in the wetlands. I can show those pictures as well if you'd
If you
like.
do that, when you say that there's nothing in the wetlands, you mean no new stuff because there is plenty
Correct.
of wetlands. Just want to clarify for the record.
Yeah, from what they were ordered to remove originally. So, then we have 11 Goodwin. That was another one. I think there is most likely a violation there. There's definitely piles that have the possibility to be going into the brook that's right nearby. So I think they should get a letter, which I can do.
Okay. And if you want to send it to me, I'll take a look at it as
Yeah,
well.
I will.
Is this visible property visible from the street, or is this one you have to go to a neighbor to look at?
It's sort of visible from the street. I was able to get enough of a look.
If I get a chance, I'll take a spin by there in the next day or two.
Yeah. It's slightly ambiguous, but I think it's most likely
Okay.
that they need a letter. So
Have you been able to contact them otherwise by starting with, say, giving them a phone call or no?
no, I haven't, not yet.
Yeah, because I would try that first as a phone call or an email. And if you don't get any response or you can't find a phone number, then I would go to the letter.
Yeah. Okay.
So I always like to try to be, try the least heavy-handed approach, and
Right.
unless you feel that it's really significant.
Right.
217 Hebron and 273 Hebron are both, they're both good. They're both solid. Construction should actually be done pretty soon. 273 is like almost done. 217 is like the frames up and everything on both of those houses. And then last is 7 Plymouth. That was a above ground pool and a shed. This was our last permit that you guys approved, and they broke ground just the other day, and everything looks good there. So that's been the events of this month.
Is there anything upcoming that you're aware of?
For inspections.
Yeah. There are inspections or anything that's just made, introduced into the pipeline but hasn't gotten here yet.
Not that
Actually,
I can remember.
and what about the town green? Any action on that or the
Oh,
septic?
they did. Yeah, they did their test borings the other day. I think it was last Thursday or something. Mike, did you go to that?
Yeah, Joe gave me a call and I went out. I observed the first boring going being completed and
And since I mentioned two things at the same time, I presume this is for the septic system, the
correct.
borings.
Well, it's for the septic system and eventually they hope to use some of the data they collect for the boardwalk design also.
Okay. And nothing new about the work plan for the town green.
No.
No, I contacted Rich and he said nothing new to report. I'll touch base with him again sometime soon.
Okay. Again, I just have the feeling that both of these, they have short turnaround times due on them due to the time that they can do the work based on, the client, the seasons and, rainfall, and also the grant having to be completed by a certain date. So I just want to make sure that we're aware of their time frames and can help them along to try to avoid having to get this to be a last minute, rush.
Okay.
Anything else, Alyssa, or questions for Alyssa?
I have, I guess this would probably be for other, but to appropriate CACUIC funds.
Yeah, well, let's put that under there. So actually, you know what? At this point, why don't I just entertain a motion just so that we can add that under other to pay for our CACUIC dues? Because we need a motion for that, and then we can have that money deducted from our account, which we have enough in there for it.
I move then second.
Second.
So then we have the motion to add a discussion under other for CACUIC funding. It's been seconded. So any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye to this amendment to the agenda.
Aye. Aye.
Hi. Can I just say
Just,
thank you to Alyssa?
I just want to finish up and just like any
Oh.
opposed and then
Oh,
abstentions.
sorry.
So the
Sorry,
motion
Ross.
passes unanimously. I forget whether I voted aye or not, but in any case, it's unanimous because I did.
Okay.
Now, if you had a question.
I'm not a question, just thank you for checking on the 37 Notch Road issue.
Yeah,
Yeah, of
and just,
course.
yeah, and related to that, I've got to get a meeting set up with, myself and Michael and town attorney and Alyssa and Jim Rupert. And we have to, get that moving, but we'll talk about that in the future. So next thing on here is election of officers. We're required because we're an appointed commission. So as soon as we have a meeting after July 1st, we're supposed to elect officers. And I'm willing to continue as chair. Michael, are you willing to continue as vice chair?
I am.
Unless anybody wants to depose us and take over, you're welcome to at this point. But in that case, then I
Service.
would, excuse me.
Thanks for your service.
Yes, thank you.
Amen.
As
Amen.
everybody else steps back and we're left standing there.
That's
But
right.
in any case, I'll entertain a motion to approve myself continuing as chair and Michael as vice chair.
So moved.
It's motion made by David Lynn. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Diane. Further discussion? I don't think any discussion is going to get us out of this, but in any case, then hearing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstentions, and it passes unanimously by all members present. So let's go on to other and ongoing discussion and review of the wetlands regs. I need to get moving with this now that I've resolved, my health issues for the short term, and just to let everybody know my recovery is going better than I had expected. My doctor's
Good.
very happy with my
Good.
comeback from the surgery. So just wanted to let you guys know that. And I will now seek to get going with this. And I think would it be good to split this into two pieces, because I think the regs are ready to go out for review within, the town, and I can see talk to Kathy McCavanaugh about how do we get these circulated, what's the best way to do so and get comments back. And that would go to the P&Z team. It would go to Conservation Commission and anybody else who is interested within the town, about it. I just have it sent to all the commissions. They can comment on it, get it back to us. We'd incorporate any comments. And then goes for a legal review. Get that. Actually, I sent it for legal review, the attorney at the same time, and get his comments.
I think it's a good idea.
And then after that, we would set up a public hearing for that. So that would be one approach. And then the other approach would be to, in parallel with this, is work on, what we want that fee structure to look at like. And I know Alyssa had done some legwork on that, gotten some comments back. And so I'd say, Alyssa, when you're feeling better, if you could pull those together again, consolidate what the comments are, and then we can take a look at that. And then that's just for presentation to the selectmen for them to adopt it. So we can do them both in parallel and hopefully get this done sooner.
Yeah, let me know if you need any assistance from me, Ross.
Yep. Just most likely it will be if I can't find when you sent me that last set with all your comments, but I presume if I do a search on your name, I'll find anything with an attachment, then I'll take a look at that.
The last time you asked me for another copy, I spent some time having to look for it on my hard drive. So I have a special folder designated that's easy to find.
Anyway, that's we'll get this going. And then next one to talk about was our fee, our dues to CACI WIC. And I forget, Alyssa, what are they? Are they 74? What are they currently? $75 or something?
Yeah,
It's
75. We
it
split it
was,
with ConCom.
yeah, with the Conservation Commission. And it's well worth it for the amount of training that you get for $75 spread among, potentially all of our members. It's a good deal, and you get reduced rates on the conferences that they do. So I will entertain a motion to approve our contributing $75 for this year's CACI WIC dues.
I move.
Motion made by Michael. Do I have a second?
A second.
Seconded by David Lynn. Further discussion? Then I'd say all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstentions, and the motion passes unanimously. So I guess I will write a letter to Diane and I'll copy you on it, Alyssa, that we voted tonight to appropriate $75 from our budget for dues and such and pay CACI WIC. So I guess it's a short meeting tonight. Barely barely a half up, half an hour, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn. What, Jim, you got something?
I had a question for Mike.
Yeah.
The borings they took for the septic field, was there anything objectionable that came out of all that? Did they find what?
Well, I didn't watch all the borings. I only watched one boring because I was more interested in their drilling technique and their efforts to minimize disturbance. And they did a good job with that. They used a tractor vehicle. The only ground that was disturbed was the soil itself, and they were only doing augers, so they weren't doing a flush drilling, which can really muddy up an area. So their methodology was suited for a wetland drilling operation. The hole I did observe, they went about 20 feet deep before they hit refusal. So
Wow.
that should be, and then they hit the till. They hit, there was a little bit, there wasn't a lot of wetland soil. I think they hit till about 5 feet down. So it, and which would be good for, and then groundwater really wasn't found until about 10 feet down. So the standing, so when it, that area is wet, it's more of a perched wetland due to the impermeability of the till itself. But the static groundwater was down about 10 feet. So it actually looked very good for a trenching operation.
Yeah, so as long as they don't go
Good.
through, puncture the till, then there shouldn't be any issues.
Yeah, and they shouldn't because they're only going down, I think, 3 to 4 feet for this trench.
Okay. Well, that's
Thank you.
good.
Will they know not to do go any further
Any further than,
than 3 or 4 feet? You said that
well,
they
that's
didn't
yeah,
go
well,
enough.
that's what the designer called for. Yeah.
Okay. I just wondered.
Could he show our plans how deep to go? It's gotta follow the plans.
Yep.
Yeah, and they don't want to, they also want to keep the cost down, so they don't want to go and dig deeper than they have to. They're going to get the minimum that meets the requirements for the slope they need for gravity feed where they're going with this.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Now I'll get a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion made by Jim. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Michael. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Okay, see you guys next week. Thank you
You
very
bet.
much.
Glad you're
You
doing
feel
well,
better,
Ross.
Alyssa.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing well,
Nice.
Ross.
Yeah,
Glad you're
good to
doing good,
see you.
Ross.
Yep.
Okay.
Night,
Yep.
everyone.
Good
Good night,
night.
everyone.
Take care.
Bye. Good to see everyone.